Welcome to Vallejo's Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast on Sunday, June 10th, 2018. The Reverend Wendy Camoy Stager is preaching. Her sermon is entitled, The Sin of Entitlement. The Old Testament lesson today is Psalm 93, and our New Testament lesson is taken from Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32.
Our New Testament scripture is a familiar one to many of us. I ask you to try to hear it with new ears this day, listening for what God may be speaking to you. This is Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32. Then Jesus said, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of property that will belong to me.' So he divided his property between them. A few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and traveled to a distant country, and there he squandered his property on dissolute living. When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, and he who sent him to his fields to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough and to spare, and I am here dying of hunger? I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.' So he set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. Then the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his slaves, 'Quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. And get the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and celebrate. For the son of mine was dead and is alive again, is lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate. Now his elder son was in the field. And when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. He called one of the slaves and asked what was going on. He replied, 'Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has got him back safe and sound.' Then he became angry and refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with him, but he answered, 'My father, listen! For all these years, I have been working like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you have never given me even a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours come back, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you kill the fatted calf for him.' Then the father said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice, because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found.' Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God." Please join me in a word of prayer. Holy Spirit, we recognize your power and wisdom. We who are human struggle to understand, and so we ask for your guidance to illuminate our hearts and minds and souls through this scripture. May the words of my mouth, the reflections of our hearts, and our actions thereafter be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Two stories in the news have really gotten sort of under my skin. The first is the man in New York whose parents had to sue him to get out of the house. Did any of you read this? And it wasn't just like the tabloid story or like in the news of the weird section. Like, I found this on mainstream media. There was this man, Michael Rotondo, who was like 30 or something, who had lived in Camille, New York, jobless, not helping with household expenses, no chores, more property maintenance, for 8 years. And his parents tried talking to him. His parents tried writing a note and slipping it under the door. His parents even tried to say, hey, we could give you $1,000, that'll get your car fixed, and you can scoot out of here. And he didn't leave. And so the parents eventually got a lawyer and showed up in court to get their son out of the house. Yeah. And the judge sided with the parents. And then the son, Michael, responded, I couldn't possibly leave that soon. I deserve at least 6 months to get all my stuff out of there. He's like, I have the right to stay around longer. Okay, does this just sound nutty to you? It burns me up. But the sadder story was after that man in Toronto killed 10 people by driving a car down a busy street. His name was Alex Manassian, and his motivation that he self-proclaimed and put out on the internet and wrote notes about was that he was angry, and he killed people as a retaliation against women as a group for refusing to provide him with sex. And so I learned that there's this term, incel, involuntary celibate. And there's a whole mindset and community that blames the shallow, beautiful women called Stacy's or the virile and attractive Chads that are persecuting these incels by not creating any room for them. And therefore, they feel sexually doomed and persecuted by society. Like I said, these things get under my skin. The incel, the Michael Rotondo views of the world that society is evil because it leaves no room for them and their needs. Now, society has its problems, and indeed humanity, all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory, but I'm not so sure that the flaw is the flaw that they are thinking of. Because what I see is the sin of entitlement, and a sin of victim entitlement on top of that. Last week we talked about boundaries and carrying our own loads and sharing burdens when a burden is too heavy for any one person. But this victim entitlement is the person who is capable, able to carry his or her own backpack, and doesn't, leaves it there, and then expects that others are going to carry it for him or her. Because they're owed that. Entitlement are the people who think and believe that they have rights to something they don't. And Cloud and Townsend, the authors of that book about boundaries, would say that entitlement is the belief that I am exempt from responsibility and I'm owed special treatment. And that victim entitlement has that belief that I am being damaged or harmed when someone else is asking me to pick up my backpack and carry my own load. What I would say would be setting a good boundary. They're saying, you're hurting me by those actions. So what's the cure for entitlement? Now, the story of the prodigal son may give us some insights on this. It's a familiar story, and I'm guessing that many of you have heard it, taught it in Sunday school, heard it at camp, studied it in Bible studies. But wow, it's a story of great depth. And so it's a story where you look at the younger son who starts off saying, I'm owed my share of the property. In fact, I'm owed that before my father even dies. I want half my inheritance now. And crazy enough, the father gave it to him. But things didn't go so well for that younger son. He blew through his inheritance, squandered his money, and ended up in that place where, funny enough, if you don't work, you don't eat. He lived with those consequences for a while. He lived the hard way, where he was there, and he says, nobody gives me anything. And so what did he do? He went out and got a job. Imagine that. And the job he could get was the worst menial job in that neighborhood, and a job that was particularly scandalous for someone of a Jewish background to have, which was feeding the pigs. But while he was there, working, earning his keep, he started to really think. And he started to carry his own backpack a bit. He saw that the pigs were eaten okay, and they started to remember, wait, those workers on my father's place, their work might have not been this hard, but they had enough to eat. Well, maybe I should go back and work for my father and ask if I could be hired on back there. He no longer felt like he would be deserved to be called a son, but what he wanted was a decent job, a roof over his head, food to eat. And so he came back to his father with pretty low expectations, but also he came with a heart that was willing to work and do something. And you know the story. The father embraced him and welcomed him in and treated him like a son, and the lost was found. The story of the prodigal son, as we often called it, prodigal meaning wasteful, the very title tends to focus on the younger son. But the older son is lost and sinful in his own way as well. Looking at the older son and talking about the sin and entitlement, he's sounding pretty entitled too. He hears the music and the dancing, and he is angry. And he says to his father, you have to listen to me. For all these years, I've been working like a slave, and I've never disobeyed a command, and you've never given me a party that I could celebrate with my friends. Do you hear the entitlement in there? You owe me a party. You owe me recognition. And I deserve it and deserve better treatment than this. Sounds a bit like that victim entitlement that the father is, he's making it sound like the father has been mean to him or punished him by not giving him a party. But I don't hear any punishment from the father in this. And in fact, the father's response to the older son is to try to help him along and help the older son into a larger perspective. I imagine the father responding to this anger with a fairly calm voice, hoping that his father might understand something a little bit differently. He calls him son. Did you hear that? The son says, I'm working like a slave. And the father goes, no. Remember? You are my son. You are my eldest son. You are the heir. So he's saying, you're not a slave. You're not forced into this. And that he goes on to say, you are always with me. And all that is mine is yours. So the Son is saying, you didn't give me all this. And the Father is saying, I've already given you all of this. All of this is in the family. And all of this is yours. But the older son cannot see that. He can't see the blessing and the gift that it is. And so he acts like the father is punishing him. There's no punishment going on here. The father's generosity doesn't take anything away from that older brother. The father is being gracious when the father chooses to be. And so the cure of entitlement from the older brother is still needed at the end of this story. It ends incomplete with the brother standing outside. The younger brother has been cured. He finally has come to understand his place in the family and his place in the world. He understands that it is his father's land and for his father to do with what his father chooses. But the older son has not yet figured that out. We ourselves live in our father's world. He holds the whole world, where? In his hands. And the psalm we read this morning reminds us of God the Creator. God's the one who established the world. God's throne is established as of old. And so the Father and our Father God says, remember, I've given you all of this. And then asked you to be stewards of my creation. I didn't give it to you because you deserved it, or you earned it, or I owe it to you. I gave it to you as a gift. And so I wonder for those moments when we ourselves, because each of us get caught a little bit in that victim entitlement. For me, sometimes it's on the freeway when I get angry and frustrated when there are all these other cars who want to go the same place I want to go. How dare there be traffic? Or we look at God and we go, I've been praying for this, God. When are you going to give it to me? Perhaps instead of getting angry and frustrated, we need to step back and remember and understand our place in the world. A place that remembers that it isn't all about us and we are not entitled to special treatment. That the world is God's and God bestows blessings and love and grace where God wants to. And that grace has been poured out for us in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. For really, if we got what we would deserve some punishment. We are pretty messy people. But instead, through Jesus Christ, we are given a Savior. And we are covered in grace. And so perhaps as we walk through our days, realizing that none of us are really entitled to anything, that we might walk through instead with gratitude, saying, there but for the grace of God, go I. Thanks be to God.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.